Hello guys, welcome to the Third Eye Factory. This is your boy Zord, always keeping you entertained and woke. Welcome to today's session, which is going to be centered around spiritualism. Basically, we're going to be talking about spiritual alignment, and our main focus is chakra disambiguation. First off, I would like to explain what chakra means, or the terminology chakras. Chakras are the various focal points in the subtle body, that is, the subtle mind, the spirit mind, used in a variety of ancient meditation practices, collectively dominated as Tantra or the esoteric or inner traditions of Hinduism. In other words, chakra disambiguation is the clarification that follows from the removal of ambiguity, that is, making situations, decisions, relationships, and all other life endeavors crystal clear, also giving a person a different perspective on how things ought to be in order to benefit human endeavors. The concept is found in the early traditions of Hinduism. Beliefs differ, though, between the Indian religions, with many Buddhist texts consistently mentioning five chakras, while Hindu sources offer six or even seven, basically. They are believed to be embedded within the actual physical body, whilst originating within the context of mental and spiritual fields, or in modern interpretations, complexes of electromagnetic variety, the precise degree and variety of which directly arise from a synthetic average of all positive and negative so-called fields. This eventuating the complex nadi within yoga, the techniques of breath exercises, visualizations, mudras, bhadras, kriyas, and mantras are found on transmuting subtle energy through chakras. In Jainism, the term chakras also means wheel and appears in various contexts in its ancient literature. As in other Indian religions, chakra in esoteric theories in Jainism, such as those by Bodhisagrazan, means yogic energy centers. The term chakra appears to first emerge within the Vedas, the most authoritative Hindu text, though not precisely in the sense of psychic energy centers, rather as chakrati, or the king who turns the wheel of his empire, which means taking charge of your life, personal dealings, emotional and mental stability in all directions from a center core, representing influence and power. The iconography popular in representing the chakras traces back to the five symbols of Yanja, basically the five symbols of life, five elements of life, which is called the Vedic fire altar. These symbols include square, a circle, a triangle, half crescent moon, and dumpling. Brink channels of yoga practices are referred in the classical text of Hinduism, dated back to the first millennium BC, but not psychic energy chakra theories. These psychic energy chakra theories were later introduced in about 18th century in Buddhist texts as hierarchies of inner energy centers, and they were introduced by a professor in religion who's called David Gordon White. Basically, he stated that the realization of how things ought to be and how humans transmit information and process thoughts within oneself, that is, intrapersonal communication, and how humans deal with their emotions, and how chakras help to guide our energy and aura. Aura meaning human sensitivity towards a particular subject or figure. Chakras are considered psycho-spiritual constituencies, each bearing meaningful correspondence to cosmic processes surrounding and revolving around human existence and human dealings. The alignation of this energy center point in a particular being, that is, the ability to bring the subtle body, the subtle mind. In other words, our spirit man, our spirit mind, our human unconscious states. In order to connect and control human psyche and psychological reasoning, emotions, and state of mind with the non-physical, the subtle body, the spirit mind. And to also penetrate the realization of the ultimate unity, which is called organic harmony of one's individual consciousness of wisdom with the containment of all embracing love, thus synthesizing a direct cognition of absolute brotherhood, that is, strengthening relationships, acceptance of individuals regardless of any flaws, race, gender, sexual orientation, political and spiritual beliefs, can only happen after spiritual alignation. Chakras are said to be embedded and arranged in a column along the spinal cord, from the base to the top of the head, connected by vertical channels flowing through the body and deriving its source from a particular host center core, that is, thought process. Ancient traditionalists have sought out to study, master, and further awaken and energize them through various brick channel exercises or with the assistance of a teacher, which is referred to as Zen Master. These chakras are also symbolically mapped to specific human physiological capacities, syllables and sounds, and also subtle elements like fire, earth, water, and air, and in some cases involves deities, colors, and other motifs. The chakra system incorporates 6 major chakras along with a 7th center, generally not regarded as a chakra. These 7 energy centers are traditionally considered as meditation aids. The yogi and cosmic flow of energy progresses from the lower chakra to the highest point, blossoming the crown and center of the head, internalizing the journey of spiritual essence and alignation. Let's further discuss the various types of chakra and their signs. For starters, we have the crown chakra, which is located at the topmost in the subtle body, located at the crown and center of the head. Therefore, generally considered to be the highest form of spiritual center and state of consciousness, within which there is neither object or subject. The crown chakra is symbolized by a lotus flower with 1,000 multicolored petals, which is referred to as the lotus of great bliss. On to the next one, we have the guru chakra, that is the third eye chakra, which is located at the center between the eyebrows and also symbolized by a lotus with 2 petals. Then there is the throat chakra, which is located at the base of the subtle body's throat, symbolized by a lotus with 16 petals and associated with the element of space and proximity. There is the fourth chakra, which is called the heart chakra, located behind the heart, symbolized by a lotus flower with 12 petals and associated with the element air. There is the solar plexus and navel chakra, located in the navel region along the subtle body's spinal column. It is associated with the element fire, described as the intermediate stage of self-discovery and symbolized by a lotus with 10 petals. There is also the sacral chakra, located at the root of the sex organ, along the spine of the subtle body, symbolized as a 6-petaled lotus. And lastly, there is the root chakra, located at the base of the spine, symbolized as a 4-petaled lotus with a yellow square at its center, representing the element earth.
To wrap up today's session, Jeffrey Samuel and Jay Jackson, professors of religious studies, known for their study on yoga and esoteric tradition, came to the conclusion that ideas and practices involving so-called subtle bodies have existed for many centuries in many parts of the world. Virtually all human cultures known to us have some kind of concept of mind, spirit, and soul as distinct from the physical body in reference to explain experiences such as sleep and dreaming. Also, an important subset of subtle body practices in ancient times involved the idea of an internal subtle physiology of the body, that is the mind complex, which is made up of channels through which cosmic energies and waves flow and points of intersection at which these channels come together. Thank you for staying tuned to the Toad Eye Factory. This is your boy Zord, always keeping you entertained and woke. I'm out. Peace.